AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. The stock market is back in a freefall this morning with concerns over a drop in hiring, merging with yesterday's manufacturing concerns.
I would not suggest that anybody needs to panic.
That's Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick. After the Dow dropped another 700 points and the NASDAQ down more than 500.
Financial markets are in a bit of a tizzy, with investors worrying whether perhaps worst-case scenario, recession's already begun, and it's hard to make that case. But it could be that a more pronounced slowdown than expected is underway.
The Labor Department today reported the U.S. added 114,000 jobs. It's far lower than the expected 175,000. In the West, firefighters are facing potentially treacherous conditions in Northern California as they battle the Park Fire, which is burning over 600 square miles.
The largest wildfire in Northern California has burned more than 400 houses and other structures.
We expect a push of monsoonal moisture into the region, and that'll bring us at least a chance for some thunderstorms.
Ryan Wahlberg with the National Weather Service.
Concern with thunderstorm is any gusty outflow winds that would push the fire itself or create some new fire ignition.
In Colorado, a wildfire has burned dozens of homes and outbuildings, while a second fire crept within a quarter mile of evacuated homes near Denver. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
President Biden says he is concerned about fighting in Israel expanding.
Hezbollah's leader Hassan Nasrallah has said the militant group's conflict with Israel has entered a new phase. I'm Karen Chamas.
A court appearance expected today for the suspect accused of killing nursing student Laken Hope Riley in February on the campus of the University of Georgia. A scare for an Olympic swimmer from Slovakia. Team officials say it was an asthma attack. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sittel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Wall Street is falling again on worries about whether the U.S. economy's growth can hold up until the Federal Reserve cuts interest rates. The S&P 500 fell 1.6% in the first hour of trading Friday. The Dow lost 481 points. It's about 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite gave back 2.6%. A report showing that hiring by U.S. employers slowed last month by much more than expected sent fears through markets. That followed a batch of weaker-than-expected reports on the economy a day earlier. Intel helped lead the market lower after reporting weaker-than-expected profits and suspending its dividend. Treasury yields fell in the bond market following the weaker-than-expected report on hiring. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note fell to 3.84%. Seth Sutel, New York.
A safety investigation could become a recall of Dodge Journey SUVs after a woman was trapped by faulty lock. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.